Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Spread your love and
fly. Owen and Leroy, I just want to get to this, okay? Headlines brought to us by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy a truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford
Trucks.
Give us the weather update from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Call them at 866-954-MORE. I can tell you a Tobe storm is coming.
Looking outside at the moat dug in my backyard. It is quite breezy. 15 to 20 miles an hour. Winds are coming out of the east. And I would say it's about 82, 83 degrees.
Okay. We were busy talking to Danny Green last hour. I was distracted. I did not notice this on social media. I apologize for the delay on this. As we have an emergency here at Heat Nation. We have been wronged. We have been wronged, and we have been stolen from by the NBA. Leroy, have you seen, ridiculous question, have you seen the new ad for the NBA playoffs?
No.
I'm going to play it for you. I want you to just sit back and watch it.
Okay.
It's 60 seconds long.
Okay.
You tell me what's wrong.
I'm ready.
Okay? Yep. Jay Finn, are you ready?
I think so.
Because you're going to be pissed. Marcos, are you ready?
I don't like being pissed.
I don't know. I think I'm ready.
Ready?
I'm nervous.
Playoff Jason is not a thing.
Okay, Tatum. We all know it's a thing. Look at the evidence. Just ask Playoff Spider.
It's not a thing.
Playoff Brunson can't deny it.
I mean...
Is that official?
Oh, wait. No.
Are you serious?
Not a thing.
Oh, I see. You got the whole league in on this.
Not a thing.
Come on! We finally get to see Playoff Giannis play with Playoff Dame. Right, Dame?
Not a thing.
It's clearly a thing. How else do you explain playoff teams going on playoff runs and making everybody ask?
But is this their playoff year?
Playoff Tunchi knows it's a thing.
It's game time.
Playoff crowds are louder. Playoff cameos have more flavor. Even Chuck's playoff jokes are funnier.
No, they are not.
So grab your playoff snacks and watch some NBA playoff basketball.
Fuck out below!
Because we all know...
It's not a thing.
It's clearly a thing.
Oh, boy.
Minus one.
What the hell was that?
Minus one.
That? Immediately.
What the hell is that?
Immediately.
What the hell?
Where was Jimmy?
Is that?
Where was Jimmy?
What?
Where the hell?
Hold on.
What?
Okay.
Let me just get this straight. You rat bastards at the NBA. Adam Silver, you thief, you crook, you snake. Let me get this straight. The Miami Heat barely can get attention from your damn networks all season long. But you'll take Jimmy Butler's mottos, and not even his mottos, you'll take his debunking of mottos. What? Okay. All right.
What the hell was that, dude?
Collect your thoughts. Collect your thoughts.
Just so we're clear, okay? Let's take you back to last year. This was after Jimmy Butler dropped 56 points on the Milwaukee Bucks. He was asked by Brady Hawk after the game, Jimmy Butler, are you still denying that playoff Jimmy is a thing? Why don't we hear what Jimmy had to say to the question?
So you've denied it before, but is playoff Jimmy a thing? Are you ready to?
It's not a thing. It's not. I just be hooping.
He just be hooping, which means he's too busy to deal with the thievery. But as if you wanted to say, ah, come on, that was way back. Let's just go back to.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah. Before you ruin this, can I finish my evidence?
I'm not ruining it.
All right. Let's just go back to yesterday when this interview got released by Slam Magazine.
I'm just not a thing. Playoff Jimmy is not a thing. Emo Jimmy, thing. Football Jimmy, thing. Tennis Jimmy, thing. Daddy Jimmy, thing. Zaddy Jimmy, thing. Playoff Jimmy, not so much.
Leroy.
I cannot defend anything. I was trying to think of why. Maybe they asked Jimmy to do it and he said no.
Then don't do the commercial.
Don't do it.
Come up with a new idea. You can't take his thing. If he doesn't want to do it, then move on to the next idea. You don't get to steal his stuff. That is copyright infringement. And I want Jimmy Butler to sue the NBA. Sue him. I want him to sue him. Lawsuit? This is garbage. You're not going to sit here and ignore the Miami Heat all season. You're going to sit, Miami Heat, maybe they'll do something. Culture. Me. I mean, you know what? Hey, Rocco. We're sitting here in this promotion. You know what was good? He's the guy in promotions. He's a real thief, snake bastard. You know what we should do? Instead of Jimmy Butler, because who cares about Jimmy? Why don't we just make it Tatum? And we put Tatum on the commercial.
And
we
the had first Chris one. Rock. Had to be the first one.
Playoff Tatum? No, it's not a thing. What's that? Melting down in game 7? Playoff Tatum. Are you kidding me? And not only did... Fine, you want to take the playoff moniker for everybody? But you're going to take his answer? You're going to take his creativity, his intellectual property. What's next? What's next? You're going to have really big face coffee served in all NBA arenas?
Emu Jason.
Yeah. Yeah. What the hell is next? How could you just blatantly steal like that from somebody? You thieves. Are you kidding me? What? You know what this reminds me of? This one reminds me. Remember when Bleacher Report, they do this all the time. Anytime LeBron on a different team and he's having a good game, they take the game 6 meme, but they change his jersey from Heat jersey. Stop taking Miami Heat stuff and trying to put it on the rest of the league, you phonies. All right? If it happens, what's next? It's that time of year for everybody to dig down deep and get to their Celtics culture.
No, you know what the next one is?
Culture.
You know what the next one is? No, you know what the next one is? Giannis is hurt and may be out. But what do the Bucks have to say? We have enough.
We have enough. We have enough.
You know that.
Let's go to Doc Rivers. Hey, Doc, what do you have to say? You don't have Giannis, Doc, but what do you say?
Hey, I'm going to tell you like this. I've seen the guys. I've been in the locker room. We have enough.
I mean, that's the next step. You're right. What the hell is going on here? You just steal from Jimmy Butler? I want to sue him. Sue him, Jimmy Butler. You should own a piece of the NBA. This is ridiculous. Get his agent on the phone. Where's Bernie Lee? I want him on the phone right now. Marcos, you didn't get me David Dwork.
Yeah.
In fact, get me the commissioner. I want Adam Silver on the phone.
Where is
he? Get him on the line right now, Frog Boy. This is ridiculous. How the hell are you going to just ignore the Miami Heat all year? And you know what? Let's just take their stuff. You know what this reminds me of? This reminds me of Ed Sheeran stealing from Marvin Gaye. Did he do that?
No.
I don't think so.
Who stole from Marvin Gaye? Was it Robin Thicke?
It was Robin Thicke.
Reminds me of Robin Thicke.
Yeah.
Marvin Gaye. You can't just put a bunch of naked ladies around and think I'm going to remember that you didn't steal this idea. Thief.
Hey.
Ridiculous. So sick of this nonsense. Sue him.
This is ridiculous. No, this is an outrage.
You just ruined my day.
This is an outrage, NBA.
Showing me that.
Hey, let me tell you. In normal circumstances, hold on. Before you're pointing, before I get to finish, let me finish.
I apologize.
Normally, I would say something here. I would say Tobin is being Wile E. Coyote. I got nothing.
So you're not going to be dismissive, right?
I haven't said anything. Mm.
He agrees with us.
You agree with us.
Well, see, yeah. Why? Why do you have to go there?
You don't agree with that. it's
I didn't say I don't agree.
It's all out there.
Why does he have to go there? Right? Like, just take the W. I'm not disputing. I can't say anything to, like, you know what this reminds me of? Situation down.
You know what this reminds me of, Marcos? You know what this reminds me of? Yeah. Remember when LeBron tried to take credit for Vice uniforms because his 10-year-old son's team had the Vice uniforms?
Barbershop. Remember that? Barbershop.
Oh, that too, dude. That too. Who produced that? Who produced that commercial? Was it Maverick Carter?
Wait, didn't he sue Alabama?
I think he tried. One tried to sue the other. I don't remember. You know, it's tough to know which Rat Fink sued the other. I can't keep up. But my point is, Jimmy Butler should sue the NBA. And quite frankly, Brady Hawk, you should get class action on this, dude. They're taking your work too and just making it as their own. Ridiculous.
Besides suing the NBA, I really hope this activates playoff Jimmy.
You know what? Now I hope Jimmy Butler says it is a thing. Now I hope he goes the other way. I hope he wears a shirt that says playoff Jimmy to the game tomorrow.
Hope he trolls them all.
Hey, wait. In true Jimmy fashion, that has to happen, right?
Now we should just go the entire way.
Wait.
We should steer into it.
Hold on.
Go nuclear.
So they can steal that too.
Hold on. Time out. We have already established that this is in the playoffs. You did.
Yeah, but then theft happened.
No. So it is the playoffs now?
It's business time is what it is.
No. Because remember, we had...
Fine, he can save it for Saturday. I don't care. Save it for the Knicks.
Playoff team, a thing. Me.
Oh, yeah, it was a thing. Yeah. Heat and six last year. Great. See ya.
Should have been five.
And thank you, but we don't need your little... sprinkles on top of our...
Yeah, that game too.
Don't count.
Didn't count, bro.
How are we feeling? Are you...
Thievery. That's how we're feeling. Good.
How am I feeling?
Feel violated. Someone stole something from me.
I feel like we got our accounts drained by a crypto scam. Like, how would you feel? You add Chris Rock to it. No one's going to ask questions.
Playoff Jason is not a thing.
Okay, Tatum. We all know it's a thing. Look at the evidence. Just ask.
Yeah, look at the evidence. Jimmy Butler are limiting you.
Stop it right there.
The spider. She can't do it with the spider.
Oh, my God.
It's the
worst.
Hey,
it's a cartoon spider.
I don't know how you could off birds, but not a spider.
Hey,
you know what's crazy?
Near them.
I'm not afraid of spiders. I will squat. If you need a spider, I'm your guy. Right? Now, I'm not talking about the nasty tarantulas and all that.
That's exactly what's on that screen.
That's just a little bitty
that's not no
brown itty-bitty. Recluse.
I don't want to see it anymore.
Somebody goes, ooh, that's a poisonous spider. Squash. He ain't poisonous no more. Like critters, I'm good with critters. But when it gets to like rodents and snakes and stuff, I am out.
Take a break. Back after this.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you up until 2 here on the program. Oh, look. RoboCam is following JFig.
Thought more about that commercial. And
yep.
I got offended again. And I'm going to tell you why. Because I think the only logical reason as to why Jimmy Butler was not included in that is because they are unsure 100% whether or not the Miami Heat will make the playoffs. Which means they're like, let's not even risk it because we're going to look stupid if Jimmy Butler's
in there.
Then
do not do the commercial.
Exactly.
No.
Do the commercial. You can't steal his thing.
Got offended all over again. I'm sorry.
Here, it's not the fact that they did it, right? It's the fact that they used a player that already uses those that terminology.
Yeah.
Right?
They basically put an entire marketing campaign for the playoffs around his stuff. Like, it,
around
he's not in it. Crazy to me, dude. Oh, man. Chris Greer is speaking right now to members of the media, Leroy. And biggest piece of news, I would say, he confirms the team is going to pick up the fifth-year options on the Jalen's, Jalen Phillips and Jalen Waddle. No movement on the Tua extension, he says. When it happens, it happens. Nothing imminent with Odell Beckham Jr.
I'll be interested if somebody asks him about trading that first-round pick to acquire more picks.
Well, I'm going to ask him. I can ask him.
Because with all of the offensive players, with all the offensive players that are going to be drafted, you could very well get the defensive player you want in the second round.
He said that there have been some trades and conversations that are happening now about moving up or down from 21, but any decision won't be made till draft day.
Okay. So he's just he's playing it close to the vest.
Says from Adam Beasley, Greer says the Dolphins do not have 21 players with a first round grade, but the team is confident they'll land one of the players that they are targeting.
Yeah, because they, I mean, listen, it's almost a great situation to be in for the Dolphins. And here's what that is. Your biggest concerns are on the defensive side of the ball. Would we agree on that?
Yeah, just because of the injuries.
Right. With all of those offensive players supposedly going in the first round, that means you might have the pick of the litter when it gets to you.
You might.
And if somebody wants to move up, you can still get quality in the second round, depending on where you move. So it might not be a bad thing to at least consider it, but the cost of moving up from 20 to the teens, it ain't worth it to me.
I want to see what this Chris Perkins video says about Jalen Phillips' recovery. I just hope he says science is great.
No, dude, he's going to return like maybe a third to the middle of the season.
I don't know about that, dude. I don't know. I watched him walk into the building yesterday. His gait looked
good. He's not playing football! My goodness! Aaron Rodgers was walking after 4 weeks!
Nah, but there was a. Would you agree, Marcus, did you see the video of Jalen Phillips? Would you agree there was a pep in his step?
There was a pep in his step, indeed.
Of course there was a pep in his step! He ain't playing football, though! My gait looks great, too, right now. But I can't run.
Yeah, there's a pep in your step, though. You'd admit.
Yeah, but I can't run. So the requirements of football have eluded me. My goodness. You guys, like, Tobin, you are like, the worst.
Let me see your gait.
The guy who's never had an injury is saying what when guys should return.
He's had dead foot. I still don't know what that is.
It's nothing. It's nothing. It's nothing. It's not a thing. Because guess what? Ooh. The definition of dead foot would mean that he would have to walk with a cane.
That should have been the NBA's slogan. Instead of stealing playoff Jimmy for every other player in the league, he should have been like, Jason Tatum with dead foot. It's not a thing. Ridiculous, dude.
I'm not going to lie to you.
I know dead foot is real, but it's not a couple of day thing.
Oh, wrong.
You can't shake dead foot in a couple of days, dude.
I don't know. By the way, I'm not liking how many people are liking the tweet, Tobin sucks from Big Meth Leroy.
Yeah, but did you read the other one, though? There's another
one.
That's
not nice.
It says he can't quit you.
You didn't read the other one. See? You're an ass.
That's right.
You
know what? I don't know.
That's a reply. Wow. Not everybody can see the reply. Like, you have to go look for that.
Oh, my goodness. You're the worst.
What?
Like, being your friend is exhausting. It is.
And yet you can't quit him.
You pick and choose what you can or can't hear. Sometimes I got to walk around with my dukes up. You don't know what the time is. And you buy drinks in Vegas.
Never going to let it go.
It really bothers you.
No, it bothers me. Dude, I've been going to Vegas since 92. I've never purchased a drink.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I've been watching TV these past couple segments because it is currently Minnesota versus Dallas, and I'm seeing Troy Aikman, Emmitt Smith, Randy Moss, and I'm looking for our boy Leroy.
Ooh, what year? 1990. I have
no. See, that's another thing I'm trying to figure out right now. Do you remember this, Leroy? First quarter, you were up.
Is Randy?
Yeah, I saw Randy. First quarter, you guys were 14-3.
It's Thanksgiving.
Is this a Thanksgiving game?
Yeah.
That's the only
balled
time
out that game.
It says week 13.
Week 13.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I balled out.
I can't wait to see Leroy on TV. I got to see those shin pads.
Absolutely. No, I didn't have the shin pads on by then because I was, I was too old for that.
I love how
crap.
I'm squinting into television right here.
Wow. I got an update from Heat practice, by the way, from Will Manso. Spo says that, quote, we'll see tomorrow on Rozier and Duncan. Hmm. Said everybody else is good. Appears Kevin Love is clear. He did practice today.
Kevin Love, give us what you got, buddy.
Love,
give us what you got.
Yeah, that he got a stinger the last game.
What are we talking about? Where are we with dunks?
Doesn't say.
Wow, Dolphin Kane. That is just raggedy.
What did he say?
You'll definitely see Robert Smith. wait.
If it's a Thanksgiving
Robert Smith
game.
Got hurt that game.
Yeah, didn't you have, you should have gotten the turkey leg if not for Randy.
Oh, my God. Randy, every ball he caught was a touchdown.
Three for three.
Yeah, I can't beat that. Three for three for 150.
Ridiculous, dude.
Oh, yeah. A good game for you, though. 5 carries, 58 yards. Pretty good average.
Yeah, that's great average.
He had a 50-yard run, though.
Yeah, I love how you're impressing yourself. Like, this is news to you.
It's a good game.
Wow, that was a great game.
Good game. I don't know. It was pretty good.
That's what I did.
Give you a turkey leg for it. You know, pretty good.
What?
I don't know if it's turkey leg worthy. You know, 50 yards, you know? Pretty good. Two touchdowns.
Man, you're poo-pooing on that?
I'm just saying. You know, don't know if it's turkey leg worthy.
Wait. Like, you have to put it in perspective, right? Like, it's amazing. Like, somebody said to me like a month ago, my uncle had 15 touchdowns in NFL. I'm like, really? Good for him. How many did you have? I'm like, 60. I said, you and your uncle go sit in the corner.
They're calling you a compiler.
We'll take a quick break.
Wait, here's the front. Put that back up. This is what I mean, you fraud. This is your front. What are you doing? This is what I'm talking about. Smeathen. I expect this from you. 4 carries for 8 yards outside. That still averaged more than the Dolphins did a couple years ago.
Hashtag when, compiler.
I'm a compiler. I got my ass kicked for them 8 yards.
And all them pads.
Take a break. Wrap things up on the other side after this.
Hey, baby girl, what you doing tonight? I want to see what you got in store.
What are you guys doing there? What are you guys, gallivanting around? Like, what's going on?
We're attempting to get someone their tickets for Korn because they're calling us.
Yes.
Because they want them on the Hooch and Crowder show. But who cares about Korn when you got Brooks and Dunn, baby?
That's true.
Yeah, all right. But also, we're not a ticket broker.
You've been real snippy today, dude. When we have
I've been snippy. Did you get me, David?
Snippy,
Dwork?
Dude.
Did you get me him?
I got Adam Silver on the line. He's been on hold for 3 minutes.
Where is he?
He's trying to get his Korn tickets.
You couldn't even get me David Dwork to tell us about NHL tiebreakers. You call yourself a producer, frog boy.
Waddle baby Waddle did it.
This is you, Ribbit. Too busy hobnobbing with Crowder to get a David Dwork on the line.
Hey, I'm going to just say this. your loyalties are in question, Frog Boy.
Agreed.
Ask him where he's going to be next
loyalties
week.
Loyalties are in question.
You know, I already know. I took a little trip because I'm interested in whether or not Michael Penix is going to get drafted, and I just so happen. Just
nobody
so happen.
Voluntarily goes to Detroit.
Well, no one.
Listen, it's true.
He asked me about Detroit. I said I was an hour away from Detroit.
Ann Arbor, apparently not that close to Detroit. But I think I'm going to steal Leroy's joke. You said, be careful any city that you go to that greets you with a fist.
Mm. There's a giant bronze fist when you go downtown.
Yeah.
Joe Louis.
Mm. I like it.
You're going to visit the Kronk Gym? I don't think it's still there, actually. I think it burned down.
Oh, my God.
They burn down the city every Halloween.
Mm.
No, they do.
Looking forward to it. Should be a good show.
Legendary Emmanuel Stewart trained in Detroit.
Oh.
Great, as Joe Louis, great boxing town. Mm. Great boxing history.
Hey, should I pay attention to somebody inviting me to Snapchat?
No.
What?
Is it Jimmy Butler? If not, then
Dude, do me a favor. Delete texts that you don't know where they're from.
Yeah, please.
Just do that. I don't want you to like lose your account numbers.
So-and-so has invited you to Snapchat. I'm like, that's still a thing?
According to Tyreek Hill.
Only if you're looking for the cheeks.
Oh, really? Okay, so it's a dude's name, so I can just delete this.
And it's the handle at Lowdog.
Okay.
Clear.
I'll tell you one thing I can't handle tomorrow is a Kyle Lowry 5-3 performance.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. That would just eat at you to no end.
I'm not going to need that. Terry Rozier, hey, listen, dude, your neck better be ready to go, and you better outperform Kyle Lowry. And Jimmy, let me tell you something right now, dude. If he does that hocus pocus with you on the block, you better spin move his ass and get to the cup.
No,
I better not see that again with him psyching you out with his ridiculousness.
That's what I'm scared of more.
Can I just say this? Hmm? If Kyle Lowry makes 5 threes.
Oof. Tough day. It's going to be a tough day.
I know. Normally, in a normal situation, you would just say, there is no chance. But you know.
I never dismiss a revenge game.
Okay. Okay.
I never dismiss a revenge game. You know? Yeah. Revenge games are very, very powerful. I believe you. I believe in these type of things.
Right.
Anyway, as Marcos was discussing, Brooks and Dunn. If you guys want to go to Brooks and Dunn, and their 2024 rebooted tour. They're going to be at the I Think Financial Amphitheater on May 3rd. It's a Live Nation show.
Is that where you and your wife went and saw Amanda Lambert on the grass and drank the pink?
Sure did.
Okay. Yeah.
Sure did.
Okay. Okay. So it's not like a tiny place.
Oh, no. It's a huge, vast place. They have like a little pavilion, like, I don't know, probably goes like 40 rows deep that are covered, but then like the lawn gets crazy.
And is it the lawn is just like random seating? So
you can bring a blanket. You can't bring your own chair. They charge you for that. Genius.
They charge you to bring your own chair?
Oh, no, you're not allowed to bring your own chair.
Oh, but they give you a chair for a fee.
Of course.
Do they charge the blanket?
No, the last time we went for the Miranda Lambert, we just brought blankets, but we basically stood the whole concert.
Really? They didn't charge you for that. But if you wanted a chair, they charge you for it.
Yeah, $20 a chair.
$20, and you had to give it back?
Of course.
What?
It's a racket, dude. Oh. Thankfully, our peeps over at Kiss Country, when they saw me at that concert, they've been hooking it up ever since. So I get good seats for the old Intangibles concerts.
So basically, if I was a country fan, they come through. But
oh yeah,
yeah.
Oh yeah. You want to go? You want to go with me?
To what?
I don't know.
Brooks,
see who's coming. Oh, you want to go see Hootie? I think Hootie's coming in September.
No, he's country now.
No, but it's Hootie and the Blowfish.
No, I want Teddy Swims.
I don't know when he's coming, dude. I don't even know if he's coming this summer.
Come on, man.
Is he even country?
Yes.
He is country.
Kind of like a mix, right? Like, yeah. It's a little bit on the border.
It's more soul than country.
Country is a mixture now.
He's How a about bit Jelly country. Roll? I'll even settle for Jelly Roll.
I mean, Jelly Roll, yeah, but like Jelly Roll's also like he's not gonna stay in country. He's gonna move on to something else.
But Jelly Roll, and
he'll be on everywhere.
He started off somewhere else.
Oh, did you see? Teddy Swims came out with a he covered a song. Hold on, let me get it for you. I get it for you, J Fig.
Hmm.
Do it.
Mm. It was beautiful.
Aww.
Well, don't play music. You're gonna get us ripped.
I'm not.
No, he's gonna send it to me.
Yeah.
This NBA. Bunch of. How does Adam Silver wake up and look at himself in the mirror?
Thievery, dude.
How does he look at himself in the mirror? You steal from Jimmy Butler. You bums.
No creativity.
You think he laughs while he watches it?
I think you know what? I don't know, JFig. I don't know if he laughs when he looks at it, or he just has no idea that the thievery had happened. He goes, "Great job, boys. I never would have thought of that." I don't know.
That was very clever, guys.
Very clever, Rocco.
Thank you, Mr. Silva. I love the part about playoff Brunson. And he's like, oh, isn't that great? Denying it. He goes, that is great. You know, you should add Jason Tatum in there. He goes, you're right. I mean, the O'Malley's love the hoops too. Yeah, I love this. Playoff Tatum is not a thing. It's not a thing. Who else should we put in there? Oh, why don't we put in that big Serbian fella? Even he doesn't even care about basketball.
Yeah, I was shocked to actually see him in the commercial at all.
Yeah, it's like his playoff Joker thing. He goes, he's just a month away from horse.
I mean, why do you have like, I mean, none of the thing is we've never heard him talk. So we really can't say whether it's legit.
That's how he sounds. What do you mean? He sounds just like you know, the Serbian sound.
All right, I got you.
You know, remember when he was like, he goes, and you guys, and of course, you're looking forward to the parade. He goes, parade. He goes, Tuesday. No. I have to get home. He was so upset. He didn't want to. Now they're trying to act like they're all motivated. You're like, oh, we want to go get this repeat. But you know, like once they lose, he's going to be so happy to be with horse.
Why does he say with horse? Just like one horse?
It's a horse named horse.
He's a horse named horse.
Wow.
That's hoss. That's not horse.
No. I have to be home.
So you said after the Lakers win, you said you were surprised that you didn't feel more. So I'm curious what you are feeling right now and if you're looking forward to a parade coming up in Denver.
When is parade?
Thursday.
No. I need to go home. Okay.
Why do you sound identical to him?
No.
Nailed it, dude.
No.
I need to go home.
Jimmy Butler breaking his bones every year. Got one game against that guy. Guy didn't even want to be there.
Did not even want to be there.
So annoying.
No.
It's torture. And like, it's amazing because he goes, next year I try. right? Like you never get the... He does it so effortlessly, right?
He must have just had to have been the opposite of his brothers, because his brothers are obviously very hot-headed because they're ready to kill the Morris twins. So, like, he probably just like, I need to go through life relaxed. Brothers, too uptight. Just want to be with Ball and Horace. Oh, man. Looking forward to tomorrow, everybody. Miami Heat playing game.
How much are you watching tonight?
I'm going to watch tonight for sure. You know, I'll tune into the Marlins first. I'll watch them go up 4-0. I'll watch them be down 5-4.
Dude, the only way you can watch a Marlins game is if you turn it off after the sixth inning.
You inevitably know it's going to happen. You don't know what
it is. Damn near leading the division.
It's going to happen. It creeps up on you. It's like a horror movie. Like, you're just waiting. You're just like, what is that? It's like, Marlins should have like an extra creaky bullpen door. Who's that? Shh. Oh, no, it's Soriano. No.
Torture.
Meatball Man is coming.
We got it right where we want him, baby. Here we go.
They should just give him a scary mask and be like,
the Meatball Man is coming.
Scare his own team more than the actual other team.
The changeup. Oh, watch me hang this curve.
All right, I'm done with today's show.
Are you? Yeah, I think the show was done. Like, you were done once the Jimmy stuff
came. It really bothered me. But, you know, what are you going to do? You know, next time I see him, I'll ask him, hey, did you sue the NBA yet?
Please do.
All right, we'll talk to you rascals tomorrow.
I love you when they call me senorita. I can't hit any buckets, even though I need ya. And then brick shots like ooh la la la. It's ooh la la la.
Hope you mother have a good day.